This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Yes, we're going to get to the calls about what you're grateful for and then whatever's on your mind. And I'm going to have more email stuff. And oh, looks like the Nashville Police Department's still on the hunt for the true criminals, the whistleblowers, all that and so much more is still to come. I just want to get to this thing about the Biden administration and why they're struggling. You see, it's tempting to look and just think that they're stupid. If you're the Biden administration and you understand all the numbers that are out there, record credit card debt, inflation's really bad. You look at all these numbers. Really, the worst thing you can do is go to the American people and tell them you've got it great. It's the worst thing you can do. Now, I'm not saying you have to go grovel and apologize, but you say, hey, I know you're down right now. Hey, we're gonna work on it and make it better. You, of course, because you're in politics, you point to the other side. They're the ones doing it. But what you don't do under any circumstances is look at people and tell them how great they have it. When credit card income, when credit card debt is this high, inflation is this high, people can't buy houses anymore. You don't, under any circumstances, get up in front of the American people and speak like that.
Wages are actually going up. Not just in your industry, but wages are going up. It's a fancy way of saying is median household wealth has grown by 37% since the pandemic, meaning people are better off, 37% better off.
Yeah. So how could they be so arrogant? How could they think they could just tell people that the sky is green? Well, I kind of just gave away the point, didn't I? It's because of how COVID went. What happened in this country during COVID was the evil people who run this country, the evil people who run our media, who run our medical systems in this country, who run our government. So look, I could go down the list. The evil people who run our institutions in this country, they think they discovered something, and in a way they did, at least temporarily. They were able to tell everybody the sky was green and have such a huge percentage of the population believe it that now they think they can tell that to anybody about anything and have it just come true. They took a virus almost everybody survives unless you're old with pre-existing conditions or so fat you should be on The View. You're going to be fine if you get COVID. And they told everyone that millions of people would die and you should wear a mask and close down your business, lose your education. They reordered American society for a chest cold. And now these people are so drunk on that. They're still COVID drunk. They think they can say anything at any time and just kind of will it to be true. That's why you see so much of what you see now. But here's the thing about public trust. Public trust is something not easily regained once it's lost. And these people don't even seem interested in regaining it. You see, think of public trust like a gas tank. Your car's gas tank. Oh, you've got some in there. But once it's drained, it doesn't automatically refill. It takes effort to refill it. They drained every last ounce of public trust with the endless COVID lies they told. And now for them, in their minds, look, we'll just say the sky is green and these idiots will believe it. After all, I mean, my goodness, they were standing 6 feet away from each other. In their minds, that's how it works. That's why they keep running into this problem. We'll just tell them they've got it good. That's why they keep running into this problem. All right. Remember, get right to the point. No small talk. None. And tell me what you're grateful for. To begin with, what are you grateful for? Everyone has something. And you're allowed to be doom and gloom after that. I want to hear what you're grateful for first. Scott, Florida, go.
The LAPD top officials committed suicide yesterday. Could be part of the bust. Could be coincidence. Also, I am grateful for my sobriety and having health insurance. Loved your show, Menu Master.
How long you been sober, Scott?
About 2 years now.
My man. Congratulations, my man. That's friggin' awesome. Bob, Harrisburg, go.
Yep, Jesse, I'm thankful. I'll be 62 in January. And I'm thankful for remembering when I was young and a kid, when I grew up in America, when it was a lot freer than it is now. And as bad as it is, it still is the greatest place on earth.
It is.
Going to the negative stuff, economically and culturally, America is over. No one short of God Almighty is going to change that.
Well, God Almighty is still around. That's for one. And two, let me, you know what, just so you don't think I'm being pie in the sky. I actually agree with that in part, in this way. You know, America, I believe, this is just a personal belief, I believe that as a whole, as we think of America, all 50 states, you know, the government, D.C., I believe as a whole, yeah, it's probably not coming back to what it was. That's not really realistic to think that it can without, you know, without God moving and doing a miracle, which can happen, of course. It can happen, of course. However, I just want to pause everyone on something here. America is not Washington, D.C. America is not the House. It is not the Senate. It is not the presidency. There are many, many, many different parts and pockets that make America, America. And different ones, right? Like I told you about growing up in Ohio till I was 10. Rust Belt, blue collar. Man, that's America. Montana, cowboys, ranchers, hiking, hunting, fishing. That's America. Down south, that's America. Horrible weather, but better food. That's down south. All over California, don't roll your eyes. California's full of hardcore anti-communists just because the dirty communists own all the LAs and San Franciscos and they rule the state politically. There is so much of America that is not Washington, D.C. And this is part of the reason I encourage everybody to go legal and local and prioritize that more in your life than you do, than I do, than any of us do, this presidential race. Everything's always about president for us. Oh my gosh, I hope Trump wins the primary. I hope DeSantis wins the primary. I hope we defeat Joe Biden. I hope with, okay, well, what if none of those things happen? What if those things do happen? Do you think Donald Trump's going to walk back into the White House and fix everything? He didn't fix everything the first time. You think DeSantis is going to walk into the White House and just snap his fingers and everything's good? There's no one man who can even do that, even if one of those guys is the second coming. But your community is wonderful and can be protected and preserved. And there's so much great here. That does not mean Washington, D.C. is great. I think Washington, D.C. sucks. And I'll be honest with you, I think the entire federal government is hopeless and rotted. That's a big reason why I focus on legal and local. Our future, your future and mine, is the states. Individual states still have so much sovereignty in this country and so much power and such great infrastructures in place that, yeah, your kids, their kids after them, they're not going to have the America you've known or I've known. I'm not naive. My sons are not. They're never going to have that America. I'll try, right? You'll try. But that doesn't mean all is lost. They're going to have a Texas. They're going to have an Alabama. They're going to have a Wyoming. If they want better weather, they can go to California. You just can't go to the coast. You know, there are all kinds of now, I wouldn't go to California because I want you to go to a red state, but there are going to be all kinds of freedom-loving places that look just like the America you and I grew up in all across this country if we can dig in and wake Normie Norm up and try to preserve them. Just because D.C. sucks and is probably broken beyond repair, that doesn't mean all is lost. Not by a long shot. All right? All right, we're going to get to more of these. They're full. I'll let you know when you can call back in, but phone lines are full. Now, before we do that, let's talk about something else that's great. Our dogs. Even though my dog, Fred, has developed an issue. Oh, not a health issue. Don't get me wrong. He now is turned into a beggar. He begs when we eat. You know why he begs when we eat? Because I have caught the boys now several times sneaking him things like French fries and chips or meat. They either intentionally drop it on the floor and go, oh, whoops, the dog got it. Or they'll slip it to him underneath the table and they think I don't see. My entire house would be dog puke right now if it wasn't for Rough Greens. But instead, Fred hasn't had a digestive problem since I started him on Rough Greens. He has not had one. He hasn't had an ear infection. His coat looks better. His breath is better. That's what happens when we give our dogs real nutrition because they don't get any in dog food. Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. Your dog, you'll see a difference. You don't have to take my word for it. You'll see a difference. They give out free Jumpstart trial bags. Just call them. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. You know what we do here on this show?
We're changing people's lives.
That's what we do here on this show. We change people's lives with Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, which is tomorrow. So right now, don't wait till tomorrow. Get your questions emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Back to institutional trust, and I'll get back to these calls real quick. Once it's drained, once the public doesn't trust its institutions anymore, it's almost impossible to get that trust back. You want an example? The CDC, they're reporting the highest childhood vaccine exemption rate ever in the history of the United States of America. People are not vaccinating their children, which I don't care what you do as far as that goes. I realize that's a whole different argument. People get all into that. But what it's evidence of, people don't trust you anymore. That's what happens when you tell people, just take this, you'll be fine. One dose, you'll be fine. It'll protect you. You won't get anyone sick. You won't get sick. Oh, okay, one dose wasn't enough. Wait, come get a second dose. Don't worry, you won't get sick. You can't get anyone else sick. Okay, never mind. You can get sick and you can get other people sick, but not as sick. Okay, that's a lie too. You can get sick and other people will get sick, but just keep taking it. Oh, your heart exploded? Anyway, come get in for your fifth booster shot.
That's what happens. You tried to have people fired if they didn't take something and swore to them that it was safe. And now you look around stunned. Why won't they do what we say anymore? Who's gone to prison? Where has the public trial been? There isn't one. Don't ask for trust anymore. And I'll tell you another organization, and I love this, another organization that's going to start running into this big time, the FBI. People used to love to talk to the FBI. Oh, of course. Well, it's the FBI. Of course. Oh, yeah. The FBI is going to start finding things more and more hostile to them in this country. Doors slammed in their face. Nope. Talk to my lawyer. Exactly as it should be. Exactly as it should be. All right. Let's turn and burn. Fredo, Denver, go.
Jesse, the Oracle. Hey, I am grateful for my mom, who she and I see eye to eye. She's 93, kind of a miracle.
Huh.
Shout out to my wife, whose birthday was yesterday. I love her so. Two things. I don't understand this bumper sticker. It says, Ronald Reagan is burning in hell. Now, that might make me a norm because I'm still trying to listen to you and still trying to learn here. But also, my neighbor hates me. He and I see eye to eye politically. But why does he hate my guts, Oracle? I mean, this might be a Dr. Jesse question for tomorrow, but
hold on,
help me.
Hold on. Let's figure this out. Fredo, how tall are you?
5'10".
5'10". How tall is he?
Taller
or shorter than you?
Six. It's about the same. Maybe
an inch
taller.
Is your wife
hot? Holy cow, I never knew we would get this deep. I thought you were going to just throw some answers.
Is your wife hot?
I think she's hot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
is his wife hot?
Nah.
Yeah. Now you with me, bud? Yeah. Every dude gets mad when he can't have something, buddy. Every time. Oh, as far as the bumper sticker of Ronald Reagan is burning in hell, that's how all Democrats think. Democrats hate your guts and they want you dead. Just some of them don't cover it up as well as others. Chad, Vermont, go.
Hey, Jesse. Thankful for providing for a family. I'm a father of six.
Amen.
As a truck driver. Actually, on my way home to a Trump rally on Saturday in New Hampshire, I'm taking my two oldest, and they're wondering, do you have any tips or tricks to maybe get them to maybe meet him or shake hands so they enjoy it more? And
No, and let me explain why. Because he's Trump, former president of the United States of America, Secret Service protection out the wazoo. Well, I'll put it to you this way, and it's not as if I'm important. That's not what I'm saying. But when I went to a Trump rally, I actually went to a Trump rally with my friend and mentor, Michael Berry, nationally syndicated radio host Michael Berry. We're good buddies. Trump came to Houston. We went to a Trump rally a couple years ago. Went out, wanted to see it. It was so much fun. You could have a blast. There was so much fun. Everyone's cheering and whatnot. Michael Berry owns Houston to the point we were escorted by the Houston police in a back door. We didn't have to wait in line. We were escorted through. I felt like a big shot. It wasn't because of me, right? No one even knew who I was back then. We didn't even get to meet Trump. Could we have maybe, possibly could have pulled some strings? That's not really my thing. I don't care about meeting people. I'm just not a big celebrity person. I'm a big enough celebrity in my own mind. Anyway, no. I don't think you're going to be able to meet Trump. I don't want you to get their hopes up for meeting Trump. When he came, there was no time for that. And remember, with his schedule and everything he's got going on, I guarantee you they fly him in, he hops in a car, drives right to the place, fly him back out. There is a chance, depending on the environment, you said it's in New Hampshire, I don't know what the venue is, there's a chance, so I don't want to completely burst your bubble for your kids, that there's a place where you can stand where he will walk by. And Trump, if he walks by close enough, he will greet you. He will shake your hand. He's totally one of those charmer types. It's what's made him good at winning elections. Well, winning a election, but still, that's really your only shot. I don't think you're going to be able to meet him I just don't think that's something that they're former presidents. They protect them, right? Especially when half the country wants to kill the freaking guy. All right. I'm going to do more of these. This is fun. Then we're going to talk really quickly before we get back to these about a United States senator says we should destroy the Russian military. Okay. You know, let's have a little chat about that and foreign policy in just a moment. Before we do that, let's do something wonderful. Actually, let me thank you for something. I got an email from someone. I don't want to give out their name. They said I could, but it was just really heavy. Someone in their lives had taken their own life, and they were feeling really down. And in response to that, they went and sent two $28 donations to Preborn saying, hey, we lost one. Let's add two. That's how I look at every single $28 donation to Preborn. It's a life. And that's really what it is. You're buying an ultrasound for a woman who's about to have an abortion. When she hears it, she chooses life. It's a miracle. It's from God. She becomes a mom. That's how, by the way, that's how we change the culture. This is part of changing our culture, providing information to women who don't know better. $28 to Preborn. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give that $28, all right? Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Private eyes watching you, but enough about the FBI. Let us move on. I'm going to get back to these calls in a moment. I just want to say something about when it comes to foreign policy, something that bothers me. Why are foreign policy people who are really emphatic about certain things, why are they never held to account when those things don't come to fruition? If you'd like one example of something you're about to see, Ukraine. If this thing goes the way it looks like it's going, where they're going to come up with a peace deal that's going to have Russia holding almost all the territory they wanted anyway. Well, remember what they told us would be the cost of that. If Putin wins, remember what they said. If Putin wins, he's going to keep invading Europe. We've seen this time and time again. He'll invade Poland. They said it over and over and over and over and over again. They have implored us that Ukraine money is everything.
We're going to cap spending at a level that we cannot expand the Navy. And in the same period of time, China's going to go from 310 ships over a 10-year period to 440. Not a penny in this bill to help Ukraine defeat Putin. They're going...
Lindsey Graham was very upset. This was him from October.
He wanted to get out of Afghanistan.
Well, Vladimir Putin has been praising him for his comments about Russia and Ukraine.
Here's what I'll say about President Trump. He did not pull the plug on Afghanistan, even though he wanted to. The biggest mistake we made since the war on terror is withdrawing from Afghanistan. To President Trump and anybody else, if we pull the plug...
Hold on a moment. The biggest mistake we made was pulling the plug on Afghanistan. Now... I have a huge problem with how we pulled the plug on Afghanistan because it got our people killed. But can somebody, anybody really, can someone enlighten me on why it's been so devastating that we pulled the plug on Afghanistan? Chris, you're welcome to chime in. Michael, is there, what has been the, anybody? And I've been told that if Ukraine falls, Putin's going to be Hitler and take over all of Europe. How many of these foreign policy experts who've been screaming that are going to own it if that doesn't happen? And that leads me to something Tim Scott said last night. He said the U.S., to the extent possible, should destroy the Russian military. Now, I don't like Russia, and I don't like Vladimir Putin. Is that a policy goal of America to destroy the Russian military? Are we at war with Russia? Oh, I know we have been in the past. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be pro-Russia. Is that the stated goal right now, to destroy Russia? What's the plan there? These foreign policy people, it's as if all of our foreign policy experts at all times are all living 50 years in the past. What is the, you know what? I'm not even going to try to make any more sense of it. Ben, California, go.
Hey, I'm grateful that Jesus loves us, brother.
Amen.
Secondly, I want to tell you happy birthday for tomorrow from one average Marine to another.
Semper Fi, my brother.
And then I wanted to talk to you about my daughter. She is one of those super smart kids, like beyond straight A's. And I've always told her that I'm not going to pay for college for her because I've always kind of felt that something like that, you paying for a kid's college is just kind of paying for them to go screw off. And I think if she earned that, it'd be a little bit better for her. So I told her, I said, you know, when you get through college or whatever, you might want to, she wants to be a doctor. I told her you might want to think about joining the program the Navy has or the Army or whatever and go through their program and they'll pay for your college and then whatever it is, 5 or 6 years in college or of service they got to do. I'm just wondering what you think about that. If you think that's a good idea, a bad idea, if it's silly.
Man, Ben, here's the thing. It's your baby girl, right? And I get these emails a lot, and I'm not comfortable with my answer. Okay, well here I'll give it to you straight. This morning I was swapping text messages with somebody. They're a reporter, and they're digging into military issues and all kinds of inside sources. And in fact, I'm going to pull it up real quick, and I'm going to read it to you right now. This is verbatim.
cross my heart, hope to die. Look, you know what? I can't hold it up. If you're watching on the simulcast, look, I'm holding it up. There it is. This is verbatim what this person told me. This is not only a veteran, somebody who's currently doing a deep dive report on the military. Quote, the stories of brutal. Of all the people I interviewed, not a single person said they would allow their kids to serve. Some said they were actively trying to prevent kids they know from serving. I really don't think the recruitment and retention crisis is recoverable at this point. The current military is a house of cards, and Joe is out there provoking every fight he can right now. That is verbatim. I just read it off my phone live on the air. Now, all that said, look, people aren't made of money. You got a whiz kid of a baby girl. She's got the aspirations, great aspirations, wants to be a doctor, right? And what if joining the Navy's the only way she can do that? Joining the military has traditionally been, and I suppose still is, a way for people to pull themselves out of bad situations or accomplish something they wouldn't have been able to. Otherwise, I needed the Marines because I needed to grow up. I was extremely immature. Thank goodness I'm not anymore. But I needed the Marines. I needed that in my life. If she needs that for college, send her. And another reason I hate my answer on this is there are so many wonderful people who are still in. They're listening right now. I have Marines right now listening when they're standing guard. They're standing a post. They're listening. I know they are. I get the stories from inside the Marines. Marines are listening in their barracks room right now. Army guys, Navy guys. I have people who are in right now, wonderful people, and I want them to have reinforcements, to have backup, to have good people coming along. I don't want to do this thing where no one should join. I really don't want to do that. But, well, look, I read you the text. Maybe that's a cop-out. Maybe that's a weak cop-out, so I didn't have to say it. I read it verbatim. That was a conversation I had. What time is it? About 12 hours ago, I had that conversation first thing this morning. So do with that what you will. Dave, Colorado, go.
Hey, Jesse. I'm grateful for for our Heavenly Father and my local Jewish television station. I had been following it all summer, learning some of the teachings. Chris will probably hate this. I'm going to butcher it, but the name of the station was Simchat Beit Midrash Torah, and that's actually the holiday that the Israelis were attacked on, and it's a culmination of a year's reading of the Old Testament. I had been doing that, and it was. But the stories that are coming out of there, everything from I'd heard that Bedouins had been taken down by Hamas, tried to help kids in that desert rave. There's stories of the armory, some of the reserves that showed up were mustered. They got an hour to get ready and go down and engage these guys. They go downrange and they got armory weapons, which are notoriously in Israel, most guns are locked up during peace. Now everybody's got a gun, but what happened was a lot of these guns functioned great down there, took care of some Hamas people, but they went back to barracks after a few days, took showers, went to the range. They had to rebuild some of these weapons, but miraculously they worked. There's stories of a woman who unlocked her our local armory for her neighbors, and they took care of 20 Hamas, and she individually took care of 5. So I got to thinking, me and my 223 semi-auto, as awesome as I am and can be, and with the chance that we have cells in our country, that I would be at a real disadvantage. I got a great view of a T road intersection in my neighborhood, and I would lose probably if 50 Hamas guys shows up and we're not organized. So, but I could see my neighbors, and we talked about crossfire and how I can keep their...
Well, I'm running up against the clock, but I'm glad you're talking to your neighbors about all that. That is basic self-defense too, you should know. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to your community. You're seeing evidence of that all over the place. Also, make sure you're sharing with your neighbors, if you have extra, your male vitality stack from Chalk or female vitality stack. Your neighbors need one. You know what? Forget that. Don't share. You can't give up your testosterone. Tell them right now, Veterans Day sales, Black Friday sales, everything at chalk.com right now with the promo code Jesse. Not seriously. Seriously, this is part of us, part of our health, part of who we are. You want to feel better? 90 days is all I ask. I want you to cancel it and never order it again if after 90 days you don't feel better. You will. The stories you email in, it's incredible, man. And these guys at Chalk are our people, man. They're, as we speak, this show is playing in the Chalk warehouse. That's how anti-communist these guys are. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse is how you get all that. All right? All right. Someone says the elections don't mean anything because everything's stolen. We're going to talk about that really quickly, and then we'll get back to these calls. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Don't forget to email in your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Ask me anything. Email those in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I have to address this real quick before we get back to these calls. What you're grateful for, what issues are on your mind. Jesse, how could you of all talk show hosts be so naive? I vote in Pennsylvania, and since Trump, who I don't support, lost, almost none of the Republicans have won, and numbers don't make sense. The Democrats are in charge of everything. That means elections, too. I feel this is happening all over the country. That's why the polls don't match the results. Thank you for reading this. I'm almost ready to give up. And you didn't say I could use his name, so I will not. Okay, let's have a frank talk about this. Election cheating. Listen, I am not now, nor am I ever going to sit here and tell you that Democrats don't cheat in elections. One, they've been caught cheating a million times in elections. Two, it's part of their party platform, and it blows me away the low-T GOP doesn't pounce on this. The Democrats don't want you to have to show ID to vote. The only reason that would be your platform is if you want to cheat. Also, they want everyone to vote by mail. The only reason you would do that is because you want to cheat and intend to cheat. Democrats cheat in elections every chance they get. Okay, they do. However, this lie the right has convinced themselves of has got to stop, and it's got to stop now. And this is the lie. It is a cop-out lie. The lie that every election that doesn't go our way is stolen. That's a freaking lie. That is a lie. That lie that every election is stolen, it cost us the United States Senate. You realize 2 minutes ago, we had two Republican senators from the state of Georgia, and now there are two Democrat senators for the state of Georgia. You know why? After the election, Trump told everyone the elections are all stolen and nobody showed up and the Democrats swept the elections. This is a lie that is costing us elections, and it's got to stop right now. Yes, they cheat. Why did we win all those seats on Tuesday? Why did we win all those things on Tuesday if they cheat everywhere? They don't cheat everywhere. Here's what they do. They do chase ballots. We do not. We're getting better at that, but they're experts and we're beginners. So they chase ballots, and they also cheat in huge urban areas. This gives them a unique advantage in states like Pennsylvania because they know that rural Pennsylvania is as red as it gets, but all you have to do is cheat your way through Philadelphia and Pittsburgh and you're off scot-free. They're going to cheat. They have cheated. Every election we lose is not because they cheated. If they cheat in every election, you're from Pennsylvania. Tell me why the George Soros DA candidate in Pittsburgh in Allegheny County, tell me why he lost and the Republican won. Did they happen to forget about Pittsburgh? I don't think so. I don't like this cop-out that I see. It has got to stop right now. Every election is not stolen. That's a ridiculous cop-out lie. It's an excuse is what it's become. Now, look, also, is there a chance because of how they cheat in urban areas that we are up against it when it comes to presidential elections? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Now we might be in real trouble. When people say there's no chance for 2024 because they'll cheat, that might be true, right? I don't know. But I know every election everywhere is not stolen. That's stupid, and it's a cop-out. We got to stop it, all right? Lenny, Long Island, go. Lenny.
Why doesn't Ohio have Republicans put affirmative action on the ballot and then tell all the young adults why they...
I don't know what that guy's talking about. Jerry in Ohio, go.
Are you or talking
Idaho.
Jerry
in Idaho, go.
Yeah, hey. I'm thankful that three things. Number one, I have traveled throughout Europe and Asia, and there's no place like the United States of America.
Nope.
Number two, I'm thankful for my beautiful wife. And number three, I'm thankful that you have the same problem with words that I have. And I'll give you a good example. You'll get a laugh out of this. I was giving a seminar, and the word computation came up. Well, instead of computation, guess which word I used, which pretty much floored the audience, and I had to kind of leave at that point.
I'm sorry, Jerry. I'm sorry. It's our lot in life. Gosh, that sucks. Marcus, Colorado, go.
Jesse, I think you got short-term memory because I'm not here in the bar because I'm calling in my Pure Talk phone all the time.
Go, Marcus.
That's my man. I am so thankful for my 15-year-old anti-communist son, Jesse. Back in 2008, my wife and I had the divorce conversation. Basically, the very next day, she came up to me and told me that she was pregnant. And she could have easily gotten an abortion and hid that from me, and I have no idea where I would be today. That is what I am thankful for.
How about that? What a wonderful story. That's as good as it gets right there. How about that? I mean, not the divorce. Don't laugh, Chris. I didn't mean the divorce part. I meant, Chris, you know what? You're a bad person. I'm a good person. Everyone thinks I'm a bad person and you're the good one. You're the bad person and I'm the good one. I didn't hang up on Marcus, did I? Was he still talking? Oh, sorry, Marcus. Sorry. 877. But we finally opened up some of these lines. 877-377-4373. You know what I'm grateful for? I'm grateful that I'm fast and deadly with my weapon. That's what I'm grateful for. And you know, one of the things that has helped me be fast and deadly with my weapon is my Mantis X system. I don't have to drive down to the range every day when I want to practice. I can practice right there in the air conditioning. It's pouring rain tonight here in Houston. If I go home and I decide I want range time, I can do it in my living room without getting wet. Because Mantis X attaches to your weapon and you dry fire practice in the comfort of your home. You can do this with your family. You'll have fun competing with each other. Winning, hopefully. Now listen, all you have to do is go to MantisX.com, and Christmas is coming. The new shooter or experienced shooter in your life, either is fine, will fall over dead if you get them a Mantis X. I mean, excitement. Hopefully they won't actually die. Go to MantisX.com and get one, all right? MantisX.com. It's how the Green Berets train. Do you think it works? MantisX.com. A whole hour left. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.